I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, Ryan Woods on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Where's Woody at?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Woody?
Hey, Ryan, hello.
Is he there?
You got me? Yeah. I can't hear myself. Hey, Ryan, first things first on this Packer-Bears matchup. Going into this thing, we talked about it a little bit on Wednesday. There's a lot of Bears fans out here not feeling so good about things.
No, I don't think.
Going into this game against the Packers, if you were to try and help out the other side here, give them some hope, how do they beat this Packers team?
With their defense. I mean, that's where it starts. And the reality is that this Packers offense was very outmatched against that Bears defense in week one. And it's hard to see how that's going to be any different this week. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game on both sides. We'll see. I mean, the Packers, they've just been very middling of late. You know, they look lethargic against Washington. They were good but not great against the Giants. I mean, considering it's one of the worst teams in the league, this is a much better Bears defense than they've faced for a while, and they're going to have to play better than they have, and they have that in them. It's not like it's a doomsday prognostication here. I mean, they can definitely do that, but they're going to have to.
Well, I don't know if we have it in them. I mean, I'm hoping that they do, but I'm not for certain. I mean, it just feels like the offense is kind of in flux, and we talked to David Bakhtiari here on Tuesday. He's acknowledged that. Most folks think they think that it's going to all come together and they're going to make it work. I mean, there's really only four games left. I mean, can magic just happen like that? Because I don't think it's more about that. It feels like to me, Ryan, that is more about Rodgers and LaFleur and that offense and Rodgers' offense, feels like to me.
It feels like to me like there's nothing that they do exceptionally well. I mean, the 23rd in yard, 13th in scoring. This to me is interesting. I went back and looked. I'm right about this today. They're 16th in passing and 17th in rushing, which is dead average. They're a very middling average offense. And when you look at the last 15 Super Bowls, 30 teams, right, 25 of those teams ranked top 10 in at least one of the other, in at least passing offense or rushing offense. The other five, we're talking about teams like the 2012 Baltimore Ravens, the 2015 Denver Broncos, the 2008 Steelers that just had really, really good defenses. Yeah, that's really where they were. So, long and short, there's got to be something you hang your hat on offensively. This offense has nothing that it hangs its hat on. It is middling in basically every way when you look at the league rankings. And unless that changes, it's going to be awfully hard for this team to make an extended playoff run. That's just the history is very clear on this.
Right.
You know, Ryan, when you look at this matchup, everybody's talking about Mitch Trubisky and this offense and how much better they've played the last three games. And we had Ben Fennel on earlier in the show, and Ben Fennel said they haven't really played anybody. Let's not overreact to what this Bears team is actually doing here. From what you've seen, what do you think of what this Bears team looks like on that side of the ball since the last time they played them?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Mr. Trubisky's had a couple games here that he's looked like a good quarterback does not erase everything else. And there's a lot of else. So, I would definitely agree with that. You know, Detroit and Dallas are two teams that, you know, one's not good and the other is really struggling and might not be good. So, it'll be a lot different, I think, playing at Lambeau Field against this defense that really took it to the Bears big time. Obviously, week one. I mean, held them out of the end zone, just 3 points. And it was kind of the coming out party from Smith. That's the good news for the Packers. I mean, I think on both sides, I just don't see a lot of points on either side.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, 105.7 FM, The Fan. As this Packers team does go into this game, Ryan, and I thought it was interesting in telling Matt LaFleur in his second Bears-Packers game, somebody asked him yesterday in the media, do you have to educate the players on the Bears-Packers rivalry? He kind of scoffed at that idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that once you get here, you learn about it pretty quickly. I mean, the reality is this is a big game, not just for the rivalry. I mean, it's 200 Bears-Packers game. That's important. I mean, I think guys are aware of that. It's a lot more important to fans than it is inside the locker room. But this is a big game because if they win their last three, they're the two seed. I mean, that's what's big about this game. It's not about the color of the jersey on the other side of the line of scrimmage. At this point, it's about winning and getting that bye. And that's where they're at. It is a dead sprint to the finish line. The finish line's in sight. And at the end, the Canada is the first round bye in a home field game and the divisional round. That's a heck of a thing to play for. So, you know, there's a lot at stake here. I mean, the other side, you know, this is kind of the inverse of last year where the Packers were hanging on by a miracle thread, kind of like the Bears are, and went down to Chicago week 15, and Chicago officially, mathematically ended their season. It's basically what the Packers could do this time. So, I'm sure that they would enjoy that. When there's a rivalry, especially, you like bringing pain and misery to your rival. But they're playing for a whole lot more than that.
Well, you know, not only that, but it feels like that neither one of these head coaches are kind of immersed into this rivalry. I mean, if you think about Mike McCarthy, how he talked about this rivalry all the time. I remember Lovey Smith.
The first
thing he said. I mean, but it feels like these two guys. I mean, they understand the rivalry, but it's not a focal point of that you need to know about it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's a lot, really, any rivalry. I guess the only other one that comes to mind is Baltimore-Pittsburgh. But even still, it's not the way it used to be in a lot of ways. The rivalry portion of it is kind of – it's gone down in intensity league-wide, not just Packers Bears. With that said, they like playing each other. I mean, you see these are two teams that see each other twice a year, every year. There is no – love lost, and there's plenty of familiarity. So, I think it's more about the tangible of what they're playing for than the intangible of the rivalry.
All right, what's your prediction for the Packers and the Bears coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, I've got Packers 17, Bears 13. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points, although that's a shootout compared to week one. I think both defenses are going to have their day, and at the end of the day, I just still don't trust Trubisky, so I'll go with Aaron Rodgers at home.
Yeah.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk on Monday after the 200th meeting between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears.
That's
looking forward to it, man.
Okay, sounds good.
That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.